Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage, they know that home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up in just about an hour and a half, Drew Butler going to join us, host of the Punt, Pass, and Kick podcast, or I should say just Punt and Pass podcast with Aaron Murray. Also coming up, Matt Williamson, NFL scout. I'm going to ask him about one certain player because I did this a couple of months ago, and it felt great. It really did. It freed me. I felt as if I could just look at it now through a football fan's eyes, an analyst's eyes, right, wrong, whatever you might think I am. I could finally free myself of the horrible feeling every single Sunday watching this man play football. And if you listen to this show with any regularity, you know where I broadcast from. And you know where I live. And you know where I will more than likely die. And to watch him every week, it started to boil my guts. And I tried to find every way I possibly could. Well, you know, you look at the yards and, you know, this can't be sustained. This can't continue. He's one hit away. He's one hit away. This is silly. This is backyard silly trash football. No, this isn't going to work. This ain't going to be the way it is. This is going to cost the coach a job. This could cost the general manager a job. This could set that franchise back. Look at Ozzie Newsome with Eric DaCosta in their final draft together, trading back into the first round. And I remember I fought for it because I didn't think that the Ravens would take him. I didn't think so. And so it bothered me so much more because before the draft, I thought there were so many people pushing and pulling and tugging and pulling and going after him that I go, well, just if he wants to play quarterback, the money is astronomically different. If you're able to get that extension, you're able to get that big contract as an NFL player, the money is so much different from a wide receiver to a quarterback. Let him play quarterback. And now it's amazing that some of the conversation, oh, that was all made up. Oh, okay. Sure. Got that. Mm-hmm. It was all made up. Oh, no, nobody said they wanted to turn him into a wide receiver. Okay, all right, sure, gotcha. And I fought because I thought, you know, there's a lot of people going after him. Just let him play quarterback, see how it works. He's such an athlete. If it doesn't work, if it really doesn't work in earnest, he could go be a wide receiver. He could go do something else. He's a great athlete. Let's see if it works. Work with a couple other guys for a little bit of time. Let's see if it works. And so far, it's working. I never thought that a team in the division that used to be my favorite team would go in there, because they moved, would go in there and take him at the back half of the first round. I didn't think that the writing was going to be on the wall that strongly. And then he takes over halfway through the year. Away they go. You had an entire offseason. And you had 8 months of film study to figure out. He's now the starter. You had 8 months of film study to figure this guy out. To be able to put something on it. And there's just no way around it. He throws for 160 yards a game. He throws 15 completions a game. 5 of them are touchdowns. He's one of the most efficient quarterbacks we've seen so far. And I couldn't deny myself any longer. I made every single possible personal excuse to deny enjoyment watching great football. And if I'm able to do it here, if I'm able to hold feet to the fire and go, you know, my quarterback was taken number one overall, and there are more internet memes made of him in post-game press conferences than actual touchdown passes he's thrown this year, then why can't I look at this quarterback and say that this guy, this Heisman Trophy winner in his own right, this Lamar Jackson, is easily an MVP candidate 2 months ago and is now the MVP from what we just saw on Thursday night? If I can do it, so can you. From coast to coast, easy to do it in the Beltway. And I know they're listening on a 105.7 and maybe on 106.7. I know they're there, which, by the way, I saw the story, the report that came out. where Gus Frerotte said that, that there's a lot of people along the Beltway that are switching in the old burgundy and gold for black and purple. A little bit too close for comfort. He's bringing people over. There's a little bit of NBA fan experience in there. I'm watching on Thursday night after the game, and I see the NFL puts out a video, and it's Lamar Jackson. I've heard every single person try to make an excuse for it. The optics are terrible. Lamar Jackson has a stack of jerseys in front of him. He's got them in his arm, and he's signing them for people, like he's doing an autograph signing at a Comic-Con. Well, they grew up together. Yeah, I know. It looks terrible. He decimates you, and I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how good you've been in the past. You look like a bunch of fanboys. Because the league is becoming fanboys for him, and rightfully so, because they're on an astronomically incredible season that I couldn't even fathom for him, and I can't even be mad at him. If I take my headphones off for just a moment and I try to talk to you as just a fan and say, my God, this was supposed to be our year. This was supposed to be our division this season. I couldn't even hold them to that. The last loss was to the Cleveland Browns. That seems like that was 15 years ago, and I could not expect, even with the trade and everything, I can't expect the Cleveland Browns to be 12-2 or even 11-3 and right with the Baltimore Ravens. I can't do that. It's unrealistic. So you've taken me to this level where now I have no choice. I have no choice but to admit that I've been searching, groping for answers, groping for something that's gonna make me feel better. Because the last quarterback taken in the first round is assing every single team that he takes on this year. The excuses that we make for the other guys in the first round, we don't have to make them for Lamar Jackson. I'm offering you this. As of this Saturday morning, not just in the Beltway, they don't really have to. Not just in the division, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Not just in the AFC. From coast to Canada to Mexico. This is your chance to repent. Of all the things that you might have said about Lamar Jackson, of all the excuses you made the why Lamar Jackson's going to fail. Of all the things that you said, waiting for the other shoe to drop. They're 12-2. They look like they could beat anybody in the league at any time. They have Bill Belichick wondering. They had Andy Reid scrambling in the second half. Somehow the Browns beat him. And even you would think that that would be some sort of a recipe because it's always we pay attention to what came in front of us. We're always looking for blueprints. Hasn't been able to work. The tight ends work well. They have a backup defensive end as a fullback. Mark Ingram has drank from the waters of Lake Minnetonka. He didn't even bathe in it. He's purified. Looks great. The offensive line's great. They lost how many guys? 7 guys on that defense last year, like a college football program? Yeah, they traded for Marcus Peters halfway through the year. They make a couple of different moves. Still a good defense, good around team. They brought in Earl Thomas over the offseason. Earl Thomas is wondering, well, why can't we protect him more? Earl, it's not fair. I can't. And I know you say that people are diving at his legs. I'm sure they start. Some guys might. I can't deny that. But I'm sure a lot of guys, most of the guys, are aiming for the torso. They just end up at the ankles. It's the natural order of things. I can't deny myself any longer. And I asked the question on social media, and I still got some people. It's too early. It's too early. Boy, Ken, you remember this with RG3. You remember this? Same area, Washington Redskins. Kenny, you remember that? Oh, Michael Vick didn't play that long. Well, we got ourselves. It's just a Tim Tebow with a better athleticism. You can try to find every possible outcome that you could find to make yourself feel better. And I'm here to listen to you about that. I won't run you off. If you think that you have a reason why the other shoe's going to drop on Lamar Jackson and he's going to be figured out, he's going to be the way that a lot of people talked about him before the draft, you go right on ahead. I'd love to hear it because I can't deny it anymore. I got to speak truth. I at least have to speak truth the way I see it. I can't stand by flimsy arguments about him anymore and against him anymore. I'll say it again, and Shep, get it ready. America, when it comes to Lamar Jackson, to this man, it is time to repent. the blood of Mayfield, the blood of Darnold, of Rosen, of Allen, all the way to Lamar Jackson. A guy who's changing the way we look at the league. And I still don't know, because I don't know about anybody, how long this is going to go. And I'm sure there's people, boy, Ken, you're going to really look silly here in a couple of years. Okay, tell me why. Well, he's one hit away. So was Alex Smith. Alex Smith was in the pocket. Well, they're going to figure him out. All you got to do is put a spy there. Okay, I'm sure that defenses haven't tried that already. And even though you put a spy there, that spy can't catch him. The moves, the play, and it's always the age-old question, if they stay healthy. Yeah, that's with every single quarterback. If he stays healthy, you can't touch him. Yes, there might be a time in a decade from now where his legs would slow, where the hits would start to add up. That's not denying. You have to try to protect your quarterback. I don't know if he's going to play 20 years in the NFL like Tom Brady or Drew Brees or any of these guys. But if I get 10 years to 12 years of Lamar Jackson, I can't imagine what the limit is for the sky that he can attain for what he can do for the Baltimore Ravens and for that franchise. To go at the back of the first round to get your possible franchise long-term quarterback and to be able to put guys around him in year two, doing what we thought that Baker Mayfield would do, doing what we thought that Sam Darnold would do. It's unreal. Guys who go 1-3 in the draft, they're left in situations where I don't know what Adam Gase is doing. I can't explain what Adam Gase is doing, and it looks already as if Sam Darnold's already losing his confidence in Adam Gase, which is a scary scenario. I see the situation Baker Mayfield's in, the situation he's put himself in. He admits before the first Pittsburgh Steelers game that he didn't do what was necessary to get ready for this season and the offseason, a tremendous red flag that not enough people are talking about. You have a rookie head coach, and I hate that term too. You have a first-year head coach who does come in with questions about how well he's going to be able to run this. You don't do a lot to help him. You have a cantankerous, very emotional wide receiver who is incredibly talented. You've struggled to find to get him the football. I see two scenarios where there's sandpaper rubbing against sandpaper. Nothing is getting done in New York and Cleveland. I look over to Baltimore. John Harbaugh, still one of the best in the business. Greg Roman looks like a genius again. They look like they're one of the top-notch teams in the NFL. And I could try to tell you, well, it's all Greg Roman. It's all John Harbaugh. It's all the coaching. It's all the offensive line. Well, if my quarterback had 5 seconds to go back, go back and watch the game. Go back and watch the game and see what he does. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and try to do Red Dragon and keep you down and glue you to the chair and make you watch, but I suggest you watch. Because the excuses, and that's what they're becoming, or the flimsy arguments are running out. We have to face facts. This is possibly changing to the NFL. This could be the most dangerous quarterback, the most dangerous player in professional sports. I said this about Sean McVay 2 years ago. I thought he was the most dangerous person in sports because teams will go out there and they will try to create their own. They'll go out and they'll go, well, this guy's 30 years old. Look at what he does with the offense. Let's hire this guy. And they might be a disaster. And you see how trendy that is, how that might change. I wonder what happens with the next quarterbacks because this is special. I don't know if this is something that stays this way for a long time. What Lamar Jackson is doing this year is special. And it's high time that we recognize it. 855-212-4CBS. So I give you the option. I give you the opportunity. We could take the high road, stand in, say what you had said before, apologize to Lamar Jackson, apologize for the questioning, right the wrongs, or if you want to double down, you go right on ahead, but you better make it good. 855-212-4CBS. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Are you taking back what you said about Lamar Jackson? Are you hopping on the bandwagon? Because I look at it from a different perspective than a lot of people. I could sit here and try to talk about it from 30,000 feet. I'll get right in the gutter with everybody. I'm in one of the cities that's a division rival. that hates that football team. And I don't get mad at Lamar Jackson. I get mad at my own situation. If you are one of the other, like, Buffalo doesn't have to worry about. Josh Allen's doing a pretty good job. Sean McDermott's doing a pretty good job coaching him up as well. They're a good football team. Buffalo, I'm not talking to you. But if you're in that draft class, Arizona maybe has moved on because they have Kyler Murray and even that. Yeah, here and there, but he's a rookie. What are you going to do? If you're a Jets fan, if you're a Browns fan, I get mad at my own situation. I don't get mad at Lamar Jackson. I don't hate Lamar Jackson. I look at it and I go, what did you do during the offseason, Baker? What did you do? Freddie, what did you do to bring this thing together? What happened here? I get upset with him. I don't get upset with Lamar Jackson. I have to look at my own spot. And I could talk about the long-term investment, but I don't really need to when it comes to Lamar. I'm not arguing 20 years down the road. I'm arguing now through the next five. Because if he does it once, one time, it pays off. One time. He can go out in 6 years, break his leg, hope he doesn't. Could go out there, break his leg, that's it. That's all. That's it and that's all. Time to end it. But if he plays brilliantly for that amount of time and they win something, they win. If I get a Matt Stafford in Cleveland or I get a Matt Stafford with the Jets, I get an Andy Dalton with either one of those guys, even though Andy Dalton was a second-round guy. Matt Stafford was a one overall, so it makes more sense. If I get that guy, hey, great stats. Great stats. Yeah, you picked it back up. Both of you are doing really well. You guys are franchise quarterbacks. Well done. Good. Nothing compared to what the other teams are. Nothing compared to what the other situations are. So I give you the opportunity, unless you want to double down on it. You go right on ahead and double down. But I think I've heard it all. I'd like to hear some more. If you want to double down on it, tell me why it's not going to work with Lamar Jackson. Tell me why you ain't buying it. Because I can't see anybody beating him right now. It's not just him. They are as complete as I could possibly find. They had one terrible special teams gaffe the other night. That's it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Are you repenting to Lamar Jackson? Jeff in Cleveland, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm doubling down. I still don't think he's going to do anything because I guess I got to stick to my guns because I kept ripping them. And the playoff game last year against the Chargers proved me right because...
Jeff, hold on. Don't you see? I'm giving you an olive branch. I'm giving you a life raft. I'm throwing it out to you.
Ken, I should listen to you. Ken, okay. I've been ripping him so bad on Twitter and stuff that people actually thought I wasn't black. And then when they saw that I was black, they had to change from calling me racist. I'm not ripping him. I'm so sick of hearing how he's better than Vic. What did Vic ever win, folks? Until I see a running quarterback win, I'm never, ever going to say that Lamar...
Listen. If they get to the playoffs and they lose in that divisional round game, because they're getting the first round bye, if they lose in that divisional round game, you can champions pose all you want, Jeff. But who's beating them right now? Who can you say is going to be? And if they get to the Super Bowl, that almost already pays it off already. But okay, who's going to beat them? Who's beating them?
Well, first of all, New England can beat them again.
New England,
I know they lost the first.
New England can beat them. I'm sure they can. Who is beating them? You're saying they can. I need confidence out of you.
Okay, I'll name it to you. New England will beat them. Kansas City will beat them. Anybody who will get ahead of them quick will beat them because they're not a comeback from a behind team. Anybody that jumps on them quick will beat them because then they have to change their whole game plan of this read option and this run stuff. Listen, he's thrown a lot better than I thought, okay, this year. But they're all still dinks and dunks. Show me some games where he's throwing an out to a 20-yard out. I mean, he's throwing to the
tight end. Why do I have to, Jeff? Jeff, they're 12-2. They're playing great football. He doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to do it. And by the way, did you see? And if you're saying this, did you also see the flag route when they ran it right to the pylon at the beginning of the game on Thursday? Did you not see that throw?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the beginning of the game, but I think it was in the first half.
I know what you're talking about. He had two pretty good touchdown passes. They were pretty good. But listen,
you bet your ass they were.
Listen, Ken, you're not going to win a Super Bowl when your quarterback is ranked like number 18th in passing yards. Trust me.
Have you heard of Brad Johnson? Have you heard of Jeff Hostetler?
Listen, you're never going to win a Super Bowl. Super Bowl. That's the ultimate thing with a running quarterback. And I understand that right now Dak Prescott's leading the league in passing, and they're not winning the Super Bowl this year. But I can guarantee you somebody in the top five in passing will win the Super Bowl this year, and not the guy who's leading. You know, Lamar Jackson has more rushing yards than some teams running back.
Jeff, you're I know
never
that. Jeff,
win a Super Bowl
Jeff,
a running quarterback.
Jeff. You are denying a lot of truth right now, and I don't want them to win. Thank you for the call. You know I don't want them to win it. As a fan, I do not want the Ravens to win it. This is a weird line that I got to walk down right now. But I told you 2 months ago, I hate being right about this. There's times where I stand up and I champions pose, and I love being right. I loved being right about Antonio Brown with the New England Patriots. Tom, that was a celebration. He remembers it.
Oh, yes.
It was a four-hour extravaganza of my rightness, just smelling my own farts and living in my own ego. And also, there's a team out west whose brother decided to get pretty nasty to me. And don't think I don't have the receipts about that, buddy boys. Out there at the Coliseum, you better get your asses in gear. Because I will love doing that show. I hate being right about this. The whole draft process, what are you guys doing to him? Just let him play quarterback. If he fails, he fails. He can do so many different things for an offense. Let him play quarterback. Draft him to be a quarterback. If it doesn't work, what the hell? He's still a great athlete. He's still smart enough to run around because he knows where guys are supposed to go. Then he can be a wide receiver, and maybe he can eke out a living. I didn't even know if Terrell Pryor could read or write before this whole incident that he's had. He still had 1,000 yards receiving in a game, or in a season. And he started out as a quarterback, so let Lamar do it. I didn't realize he'd be taken by a division rival, and then he'd be sticking it to the rest of the division, which, oddly enough, the Browns beat the brakes off of them in week four. And one team's gone another way, and the other one's just kind of been stagnant at 6-7. It takes a lot. Don't you see? It takes a lot for me to admit I'm wrong. I don't want to admit that I'm wrong. I want to be right. And I was right about this. And it takes a lot for me to admit that something I shouldn't like is incredible. And you can't give me ifs and whats and all that other stuff. You got to look at the facts. No one can stop this team. No one has been able to stop this team. They've been able to get out in front of teams with the exception of one time, and that were twice, and that was against Kansas City and Cleveland. Other than that, they have been in control of all these football games against good football teams. You leave it close, they're going to get you. If you get down, they're going to end you. I wish I could say a different way. I can't. 855-212-4CBS. You have the power. Do you take back what you said about Lamar Jackson? And also, of course, the Patriots are cheating. And you wish your team did too.
You're listening to Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. That's CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Coming up in just about a couple hours. I think Lamar should be a lesson to Tua. What Lamar did in the pre-draft lead-up, I really think it ought to be a lesson to Tua. Also, TMZ, for whatever reason, is saying that Chase Young is going to stay at Ohio State next year. Okie dokie. 855-212-4CBS. Are you willing to take back what you said about Lamar? I did it a long time ago. Folks, it feels great. It feels great. Like, he could go out, don't get me wrong, he could go out and still, in 3 years, you're going to go, wow, you remember that Lamar Jackson? Like, he could do that. If they win it all, it automatically pays off. It pays off. Like, Darnold's a long-term investment. Baker's supposed to be a long-term investment. These guys are all supposed to be, hey, 15 years. That's the way this thing's supposed to work. If I get 6 or 7 out of Lamar, hopefully there's more. But so many people are worried about his athleticism and him getting hurt. If I get 6, 7 years out of him and I get one championship, just one, it pays off. It works. What you did is what you did. You were supposed to work out that way. It worked out that way. I begrudge nobody. I begrudge nobody in that situation. If it just starts to fail, if his body starts to fail, it would have been worth it. And Kansas City's a tough one for them. I know that they have a block. I have a couple people on Twitter who are in the Beltway bringing that up. I totally can see that. If they get out in front of them, it could be a problem. But with these other teams in the AFC, I don't know who could touch them. The NFC might be a little bit difficult. But in the AFC, who? Nobody in their own division. New England is always going to be New England. They'll always give you a scare. And I know that that's a cheap throwaway line. Well, they're always going to be New England. Belichick, postseason, it's always going to make people think differently. Except this would probably be in Baltimore. It's not like you have to go over to Gillette and play in the postseason. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let me get to Daryl in Huntsville, Alabama. You're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Daryl.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Go ahead, friend.
First of all, I'm a Mississippi State Bulldog fan, and I'm a Miami Dolphins fan. Sucks, right?
Mm.
Okay. Both teams passed on him when he was in high school. Dan Mullen recruited him as a wide receiver. Mm. That was dumb.
Continue.
A wide receiver. Okay. We passed on, the Dolphins passed on him. We drafted the defensive tackle out of Clemson. Now, Baltimore drafted him. They built that offense around him. He's got the two big tight ends. He's got a lineman, a fullback that looks like a lineman.
He's actually a defensive end. Defensive tackle. He's a reverted defensive tackle, defensive lineman. So you're right about that, Daryl. Go ahead.
Then you got the bowling ball, Mark Ingram. And when you concentrate on that, he can hit you over the top. The tight ends are killing people. Then you got the speedster Brown. They're killing people. So when you concentrate on them running the ball, he can throw over the top on you. And that guy from Cleveland, he's an idiot.
Well, now, Daryl, Jeff's been a loyal caller of mine for a long time. I don't want to say those things.
Okay.
You can. I'm not.
Okay. I don't know Jeff. But from his comments this morning, Jeff is an idiot.
Daryl,
they put 37 up on New England already this year, right?
I think they did, yes.
But, okay, Tom Brady don't have no deep threat. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't see where the lie is right now.
Okay, and he don't have Gronk anymore.
Nope.
So those little short passes he throw for them to get yards after they catch and throw to the little running back out the backfield, teams are setting up on those routes. That's why he hadn't thrown for 200 yards in about four games.
I just want to know, honestly, I can't correct you. I can't correct you. Like, he doesn't, and people aren't looking, because they're looking at the stat line, and they're going, this isn't impressive. And, Daryl, I got to get to some other people, and I thank you very much for the call. There's so many people, they look at the stat line, oh, this isn't very impressive. No, look in the stats. Go ahead and look. 15 of 20, threw the ball 20 times, who cares? What is this? If five of those 15 completions are touchdowns, that's some of the most efficient stuff that you're going to find. If you turn the ball over in your own zone, in your own half of the field against him, he's going to find a way to make you pay. I need to know how to defend him. Except for him, he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed in one day. That's about it. I need to know how to defend him, how to force him into bad decisions. Because it's usually a pretty decent decision when he takes off. And when he does decide to throw, all he's doing is extending plays. Uh-huh, and it's working. You can't cover tight ends for 7 seconds. You can't cover wide receivers for seven seconds. And if other guys try to roll out, they usually get caught up in trouble. Or if they try to extend plays, they usually get caught up in trouble. He extends plays. If I can't catch him, I can't get him for a loss. If I can't cover guys for 7 seconds at a time, which is almost impossible to do, he's going to win. That's why he's been winning. He's on another level, and I got to respect it. Sean in Knoxville, Tennessee, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Sean. Go ahead, friend.
I'm one of these football junkies that lives and breathes and dies NFL. You know, from 1 till 8 every Sunday, I'm watching Red Zone. Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday, you name it. I watch a lot of football.
I did.
I just want to say that if you look around the league at the quarterbacks that are true pocket passers, the non-mobile guys, the guys that go through the progressions, make their throws, that have done anything, and I'll preface this by saying done anything, they're all on the plus side of 35. Eli, Roethlisberger, Breeze, Rogers, Brady, I mean, you name them. The true pocket passer is becoming a rarer and rarer commodity. The high school game doesn't have them as much. The college game doesn't have them as much. So it's inevitable that the pro game has to evolve to include guys like Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is above and beyond everyone at this point. But if you look around the league, you know, the Russell Wilsons, the Lamar Jacksons, I mean, there are more and more guys that run that read-type offense that can move and throw at the same time. And that's mm-hmm. just the way the league has to go because the pocket passers are becoming fewer and far between.
And it's not just that. I mean, even the guys, because I don't think you find, and Sean, thank you for the call, because you hit on an astounding point, and I'm dead serious about that, because we've been looking at this for a long time. How many offenses are really pro-style in college football anymore? You find some mid-majors, and even a lot of mid-majors are just like, hey, I got this athlete. I was able to get a guy to come here. We're going to spread them out. We're going to use our athleticism, and we're going to try to just beat teams like crazy. We'll play very little defense. We'll keep the ball moving on the offense. We'll play hurry up. We'll keep people on their haunches. They're going to have to fake injuries against us. That's in a lot of mid-major conferences. Some of the places that you see still pro-style offense are in mid-level Power 5. That's where you see some of those. But now it's get to the line, look to the sideline. And it's making things more difficult for offensive linemen. Used to be you could take a guy right in the first round of the draft, plug him in, away you go. Those guys are starting to become fewer and far between. So it's starting to hurt some of the offensive linemen because you're playing against much better athletes. And now you don't know as much. But for the quarterbacks, why sit here and try to fit round pegs into square holes and take a guy who came from a run system or a read pass option system, from a spread offense, from a hurry up type of system where they looked over to the sideline? Why sit there and try to waste time, it almost seems? Because in the NFL, your owner's not going to give you time to develop the guy. So if you wanted, even if you wanted to take Lamar Jackson, goes, listen, this is for your protection. Hell, you look at Cam Newton. It's the one last example of them trying to take a guy, making him a pocket guy to protect him, and them giving some little bit of time to the coaching staff, which they did do with Ron Rivera until a couple of weeks ago. He got a nice long time to do that and was a pretty successful coach. But now you don't get Ron Rivera time. You don't get that. You get 2 years, maybe three. You can't take statuesque guys anymore. They're non-existent. And then I don't have time to take a guy like a Cam Newton, you wouldn't do it with a Kyler Murray anyway, but say Lamar Jackson. You could look at him and say, we're trying to protect you here. You have to stay back in this pocket. This is going to be where you're protected. This is where your offensive linemen are. They'll develop a pocket. You got to be natural in there. You got to slide around. Enough of this run and slot. You could try to do that. You're just going to get beat. He's going to look bad. You'll get fired, and then they'll lose another quarterback. You don't have time. John Harbaugh was that close to getting fired last year. 2 months into the season, they lost to the Browns and Hugh Jackson, and that's when the conversation started. It got a little bit more difficult, and it looked like that was going to be the swan song. We heard all throughout the first couple of months of the season, Bisciotti's going to make a move. It's finally time. Enough of John Harbaugh. They're going in another direction. Don't think I don't listen to 105.7. I do. They put in Lamar Jackson. Things change. You have a new lease for a good coach where things are working, and now they can look and really bring their entire vision to fruition. Justin, South Carolina, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go!
Man, I got to tell you, I was completely wrong about Lamar. I loved him as a college quarterback. Never thought he would make it as an NFL quarterback. Doubted him when he got his playing time last year. Doubted him at the beginning of this season. I have just become a believer in him. Lamar, if you're out there, hey, I'm sorry, dude. With that being said, who's to say 10 years from now this guy won't be a drop-back pocket passer? I'm not going to doubt him again. Have a good one.
You too, Justin. Thank you very much for the call. If he can learn, because at some time your body's going to change. It happens to all of us. People don't realize I used to look like Lamar Jackson. Was very fast. At some point our bodies change, and he would have to try to change the way other guys have. If it doesn't work, say you still get a Super Bowl out of it. Even if this is a low bar because we pay more and more attention to the hardware, especially with the Hall of Fame, because I think you're gonna start to see a logjam at quarterback as well as what we've seen with wide receiver. Stats are gonna be blown apart. Everything's supposed to be towards offense and passing the football, even though I think we've seen a renaissance in running the football this year, but that's this year. overall, I think that we've seen so many more passing yards than we've ever seen. I think the championships separate guys. But it's, say if you just make an appearance in a Super Bowl, say you appear in two, it just doesn't go your way for whatever reason. It's hard for me to say that's not worth the investment. Unless you lose to guys who are in direct competition in that draft. Unless the Bills beat you with Josh Allen or the Jets or the Browns. Even though you guys are all in the same conference, you get what I'm saying here. 855-212-4CBS. I got to get to Tanner real quick. Tanner, go.
Hey, I just want to call in and say that I wanted to say I appreciate you for taking the standpoint. I've been listening to you. I haven't listened to you often, but I think after seeing your viewpoints on how you're kind of walking the line, you're from a rival city, and mind you, I'm by way of Baltimore, Maryland. Mm-hmm. So for one, I just want to call in and say that I appreciate your viewpoint as far as giving Lamar the shot and as we say, real recognize real.
I dig it.
Seen him for what he was,
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
I hear people calling in, comparing him to Vic and things of that sort. You got to realize that, I mean, he's already broken Vic's, record, and this is his second year. And
yep.
as far as the league goes and making room for hybrids, so to speak, those quarterbacks that's going to drop out of the pocket. And, as he becomes more comfortable with age, stay in the pocket. I just want to say that, that's coming. That's where the league is going, and you're not going to realize that until there's going to be a necessity there to defend.
Tanner, you were right, and I thank you for the call. I got to run. The athlete that plays the quarterback position is changing. You have to change with it. If you are sitting there waiting on your pro style quarterback to come around, you're going to be waiting forever anymore. The guys are changing. Times are changing. Offenses are changing. Cliff Kingsbury and his offense didn't work at Texas Tech for whatever reason, even though he did put up a lot of points, but they weren't able to win a bunch at Texas Tech. They're putting him in the NFL for a reason. I can call Peter Principal all I want. I can call it silly all I want. But they're trying to be at the forefront of the guys are changing. You have to bring along guys who are going to make those guys work. And you got to hit the ground running. You can't let guys sit anymore. It's just a league that is under change. And if you're not paying attention to it, you're going to get caught in the past. Coming up in the next hour, we'll talk to Drew Butler up next. NBA players in the NFL, they don't work, Odell.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.